Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in. Hey, I hope this Jumpstart encourages you, inspires you, motivates you, challenges you, and it jumpstarts your day. Many of you know, over the past couple weeks, I went to the hospital two times for a condition called AFib, where my heart was racing really high and then dropping really low, racing really high and dropping really low. In fact, I had to leave a Jeopardy taping and I drove myself straight to the hospital. And I've been in the hospital twice since then. I want to talk to you about a subject today called heart of the matter. I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter. I think that was a Don Henley song. And I wonder sometimes if we know what the heart of the matter really is. Because we get distracted on things that don't even really matter. What is the heart of the matter? What is the heart of the matter to why you're anxious and depressed and you worry and you toss and turn at night? What is the heart of the matter to why you feel the need to run to alcohol? You run to alcohol when things are going wrong. What is the heart of the matter? When you're flirting with somebody at work, knowing that you're married, knowing that you have kids, what is the heart of the matter? What is the heart of the matter when you go to places and you watch things and you do things that you know don't bring honor to God? Well, I think the heart of the matter is, and I talked about it in one of the previous podcasts, is that you have heart issues. And the heart of the matter is, could it be that you're not walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? You have to ask yourself, if the heart of the matter is, am I really born again? Am I really going to heaven? Because the Bible says that broad is the path that leads to destruction and many find it, but narrow is the path that leads to eternal life and very few find it. The Bible also says that in the end, people will come up to Jesus and say, I did this in your name. I did that in your name. I did this in your name and that. And Jesus says, get away from me. I never knew you. So is the heart of the matter, the fact that you don't know who Jesus really is the heart of the matter, the fact that you don't have a real relationship with Jesus? We don't like to get down to the heart of the matter because sometimes the heart, most of the time, I'm not going to say sometimes, most of the time, the heart of the matter will point right back to us and where we are falling short. Have you ever thought about why you do the things you do? I'll give you a good example. I know that when my wife and I are fighting and we're arguing, that 99% of the time, I shouldn't even really say this, 99% of the time, it's because I won't just be quiet and not continue it on. I have to get the last word in. So what's the heart of the matter to that? Obviously, it's pride and ego. And I know it. And I know it, but I don't stop it. Because of my pride. And that's a heart issue. When those kind of things start, I should just walk away and let it cool down. Just walk away and let it cool down. What is the heart of the matter with why you can't get along with people? Have you thought about that? You have issues with everyone. There's something going on with everyone. Could the heart of the matter be you? What's the heart of the matter as to why you can't keep a job? You jump from job to job, or from church to church, or from boyfriend and girlfriend to boyfriend and girlfriend. Could the heart of the matter be you? You see, when you point at somebody, there's always three fingers pointing back. What is the heart of the matter behind these things that we do? Maybe the heart of the matter is a broken childhood, parents that weren't there, maybe parents that were abusive. Maybe there was abuse in the house, drugs in the house, alcohol in the house, whatever it was. Is that the heart of the matter? And guess what? Jesus and the Holy Spirit, they'll get you down to the heart of the matter, but guess what? They won't keep you there. They won't keep you living in condemnation, living with guilt, living with shame. That's not Jesus. That's the enemy. So if the heart of the matter has taken you to guilt, shame, and condemnation, that's not from God. God convicts us and he wants us to change. What area in your life have you thought about it? Do you need to get down to the heart of the matter? As Don Henley said, trying to get down to the heart of the matter. Are you really? And what does that mean? Because the heart of the matter could drive us to the world, or the heart of the matter could drive us to the Word. The heart of the matter could drive us to Oprah, or the heart of the matter could drive us to Jesus. Have you thought about it at all? Are you listening to this podcast and saying, well, I really don't have any issues. I think I'm good. Well, the heart of the matter is we all have something. And you, if you're saying I don't have any issues and everything's good, you are living in denial, and denial comes from a place of pride, and that's the heart of the matter. Pride. Ego. I remember, I don't know why I'm even bringing this up. I remember when I used to get so offended at not being asked to sing and do things in church. And when I say do things, I mean like lead worship and be one of the worship leaders. And I eventually got to an age where I had to say to myself, what is the heart of the matter by why I'm getting so offended by this? Now, please don't get me wrong. I've been asked to sing and lead worship in so many different settings and environments and churches, and God has really blessed me in that area. But in my home church, I was never asked to lead worship. And it bugged me. I had to get down to the heart of the matter. And it was pride. I wanted to do that. Well, number one, because it was my home church. But I wanted to do that for all the wrong reasons. It was obvious God didn't want me there for whatever reason. So I had to get down to the heart of the matter and say, you know what? God, not my will, but your will be done. See, when we get down to the heart of the matter, that's exactly where we're going to go. Not my will, but your will be done, Lord. But most of us, the heart of the matter is we want to do things our way. We want to do it our will and our way. And then we wonder why we are off in a ditch somewhere, crying out to God. So I want to ask you today, whatever your issues are, trust me, you have one at least. Get down to the heart of the matter of why you have that issue and take it before God. What is it? What is it? And why are you doing it? Is it pride? Is it fear? Is it unbelief? Is it the fact that you don't really have faith? What are the issues? Why do you need drugs? Why do you need alcohol? Why do you need to find another sexual partner? What's the heart of the matter? Why are you going to church on Sunday and raising your hands in worship and cussing out people on the freeway and flipping them off on Monday? What's the heart of the matter? Do a self-inventory. We all should do self-inventories. If you don't think you have any issues, or if you don't think you're wrong, if you can't say you're sorry, if you can't apologize, what's the heart of the matter? Because when you get down to the heart of the matter, that's when Jesus can turn your life around, clean your life up, restore you, reinvent you, remotivate you, inspire you. But we got to get down to the heart of the matter first. And once we do that, everything will change. Remember, we walk by faith and not by sight.